In you, O God, is the fountain of life. In your light we shall see light.
He abides with us still, and with all who will trust.
Now some people have outgrown this song.
As we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory shed on our way. What we do
His good will,
He abides with us still, and we all who will trust. As I walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do
His good will,
He abides with us still, and with all who will trust.
Trust
and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus
but to trust and obey.
The knowledge of God, the gospel of our Lord Jesus, did not come to nullify the reality of our labor in Christ. The essence of labor in Christ. Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I have labored more. So the grace of God is not just an administrative quality of God's kingdom. It's also divine ability infused into us for the workings of God. The grace of God is not just for your justification. It's also for your manifestations. By grace we are made sons. Now by grace as an ability, we we function in the manifestations of God as sons of God. Can you shout this? I take advantage of grace.
I take advantage of grace.
I didn't feel that. I take advantage of grace.
I take advantage of
grace. Shout it better. I take advantage of grace.
I take advantage of grace.
I want the works of God. Man of God, shout it. I work the works of God.
I work the works of
shout
God.
It better. I work the works of God.
I cannot be intimidated
by the systems of the world.
I have the sufficiency of God.
I have the ability of God.
I have the sufficiency of God.
It is on my inside. I cannot be discouraged. I'm the light of the world. I'm the salt of the earth. Hey, I preserve. I carry a preserving ability. Sumbalahaya.
God carried us and placed us in time because He wants to trust us with more. He made us to do, but yet we know that without Him, we can do nothing. Say, the works that I do, greater works than this shall ye also do. We are not just enthused about working miracles. We work miracles, we heal the sick, we pray for the sick and all that, but to achieve one purpose, that we bear fruit and that our fruits may remain. I refuse to be a fruitless believer. The world will oppose me in this pursuit. The systems will oppose me. Financial matters may oppose me. Issues surrounding many issues may oppose me. But I will never ever fail in life. I have Jesus.
That's my very life.
The Lord is our life. He is our essence. We are His expression. we will never fail in expressing him to the ends of the world. Wherever I'm found, the Lord can celebrate his testimonies in my life. The Lord can celebrate souls in my life. Oh, lakato shada hapades. And we are in pursuit of this because, see, we are in this pursuit because the love of God compels us. And one time I was praying, I said, Lord, even if I don't gain crowns, I'll prefer to labor more than they all. Lakato sata. Even if it's not true that when you labor, there are Stephanos are waiting for you. Crowns are waiting for you. Even if it's not true, I'll still labor more. Like the three Hebrew boys said, God, even if you don't come to save us, we'll still not bow. Can that be our testimony? That we'll still not bow to the system. Even when it looks like we are not getting the best we're expecting, we will still not bow to the system. Till maybe you were told when you become born again and you come into Christ, new doors are going to be opened unto you. You're going to enjoy an overflow of blessings. And you've been born again, you've been laboring by your standard, and you're still saying that I'm not seeing anything happen to me. Can you still say that even if I'm not getting those opportunities, even if I'm not getting those doors opening to me, I'm not seeing those doors opening unto me, even when I'm not seeing good things happen to me, I'll still not bow to the systems of this world. I'll fulfill God's purpose for my life. Can that be your testimony? Can you say, even when the whole world is against me, I'll stand tall for Jesus? There are they that retire or they go or leave in matters of ministry when they feel they have no money in their pocket, when they feel they have no resources, when they feel that they have no, I mean, what do you call it? No one is celebrating them. No one is saying good things about them. When they are feeling that, okay, nobody is there to help them, they go and leave. When they are feeling sick, can you still drag your feet? When you're a man without legs, can you still drag yourself to say, look, I am confident of this very thing about the Lord Jesus? Palo Sanda Katabahaya. Since I have you as my very life,
I am ready with you. I will never, ever fail in life. I have Jesus as my bearer.
Since I have him as my very life,
I am reigning with him. I will never, ever fail in life. I have Jesus as my very love.
A simple song. I will never, ever fail in life.
I have Jesus as my very love.
Do you know what the greatest failure in life is? The greatest failure in life is not when you did not go to school. The greatest failure in life is not when you die without money. The greatest failure in life is not when you die without property for your generations and generations. The greatest failure in life is not when, you don't have much more for generations yet unborn, and your names are not written in the Hall of Fame, as part of the Hall of Fame of whatever.
the greatest failure in life is not when you have no child. Biologically, the greatest failure in life is not when you want to be a doctor and you did not become a doctor. No. The greatest failure is not fulfilling the purpose of the kingdom in your heart. When the value of God within your spirit is not transfused unto many. When you cannot testify of discipling many to the Lord. You may not understand. But since there is the evidence of an eternal living, you see, an eternal living where after time there is still a living that continues, where we all appear an account of the things we did with the gospel in our hands. But we have one sure confidence. The Lord is guiding us unto fulfilling purpose. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how, you know, you make mistakes, you fall off, you know, you I mean, how do you call it? You know, you stumble. It doesn't matter. He is a faithful God. And He is faithful to the end. However, the Lord cannot make that decision for you. You have to make that decision. Now, Lord, I make the best of the now. I refuse to procrastinate. I don't wait for tomorrow. For the past week, there are certain souls, there are some lives you've not been able to reach that God is expecting you to reach them. Because the power of their salvation, the power or the medium by which their salvation will happen has been entrusted to your care. Just as the salvation of Cornelius was entrusted unto the hands of Peter, assuming Peter did not go.
So, oh, Sunday, oh, no, no, I don't shira. Me, a juma, a merati. Me, a juma, a merati. Self.
We know Him as the Father that makes a way for us, that causes mountains to bow to us. He favors us before men. He connects us. He networks us. He sends helpers to us. He does good things to us. He blesses us. We know Him as the healer. We know Him as one that will raise the dead. We know Him as such. But we must also know Him as the one who has sent us to this world to bear fruit. Shabakata kapalaya. Lakato sata kapadaba. Let's read the scripture and then we get ready to close. Say, Emra, may you wait.
Una o freye Sayemra meye we juma Una o freye Sayemra meye we juma Nane yabo 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 Una o freye Sayemra meye we juma Una o freye
Say ye bra be ye wejuma
Wa freye no
Una o freye
Eh
Say ye bra be ye wejuma
Yabo
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 Yabo Yabo
2 Timothy chapter 2 I read verse 1 You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Say, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So, the realities of God. The revelations of God. See, God loves productivity. And you realize that even when God formed the universe and created all the living things, you will see that every organic thing that God made, it was made unto fruit bearing. When we talk about fruit bearing, you know fruit bearing. Fruit bearing. It's also a matter of multiplication because in every fruit there is a seed. And it means, not just seed, there are some fruit that have seeds. Which means that in every fruit there are many plants. Are you following? So, if God made all things for multiplication, so you see that even the fish, everything that the animals that God created, the birds, each of them have the ability to multiply themselves, to reproduce their kind. Every organism or every organic substance or entity has the ability to reproduce itself. And anything that has contact with an organism can also be reproduced, because as long as it's connected to an organic substance, there is a multiplying element that is within that matter. God did not create the universe to be there as it is. He made it to reproduce itself. So the birds of the air are reproducing. The plants of the field are reproducing. Men were made to reproduce. He said, be fruitful and multiply. So fruitfulness and multiplication is a matter that is so dear to God. So Apostle Paul said, the things that you have received, he said, commit these things to faithful men who shall also do what? Teach others also. Which means they reproduce themselves. Whatever you are taught is a reproduction. Teaching is reproducing a reality in others. To teach others is to reproduce a reality. It's not just passing a matter on. It's reproducing a consciousness. Reproducing a pattern of living. Reproducing a culture of life. Reproducing a system of thinking. And the society has been structured in a way that day in, day out, a certain pattern of reasoning, a certain pattern of thinking is infused into people with or without their knowledge. And that's why I tell you, whether you come for church meeting or you don't come for church meeting, whether you are reading books or you are not reading books, there is an information, there is a consciousness that is happening. And actually, there is no single individual or person who is an independent entity. Almost every single person
is, you see, no one is an isolation of an influence. Everyone is subjected to a level of influence at any time. Whatever you do, you were not born with it, you learned it. Something one way or the other influenced you with or without your knowledge. You were influenced with so many things. So every single person you see is a man who has been influenced. And your impact is as a result of the things that have influenced you. You are always a result of what has influenced you. So Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and make what? Disciples. To make students. It means to culture people, teaching them, culturing them, giving them a certain pattern of thinking, giving them a system of reasoning. And to culture people is to reproduce a pattern of thinking. So reproduction is an element, is something you can never take out of this world. And when you become born again, you are a product reproduced by some others. And you are also entrusted with that responsibility to reproduce yourself. So the fulfillment of every living organism is to reproduce. And reproduction is not just a matter of birth. It's the matter of infusing or transfusing a quality of life into a different object, into something different. Or producing it in your kind. Or reproducing your kind. Bringing forth your kind. Bearing forth your kind. So almost every time there is something you are exposed to. So it's like these things teach others. Commit to faithful men who will also do what? Teach others also. So if you are not able to teach others, you are not faithful. You are not reckoned as a faithful one. We are men that are faithful in the things of God. It means we pass it on to others. It may be a friend. It may be a brother. You must pass it on. And sometimes you can't just pass everything on. So you say, come along. Let's fellowship together. The knowledge of God must be dispensed unto others. Ratakus. God must gain men. The idea of teaching others is so that the Lord will gain men. The Lord will gain men. Imagine that robber, armed robber, if he had experienced the love of God, the gospel of Jesus, will he carry gun to go out there to kill someone? He will learn to be content with the ability of God within him and know that God is working on something for him in his own time. He will not force his way through time to try and do something for himself. Anyone that goes out there to get himself into wrong stuff, to earn money and do all those things, they are men who have not yet experienced the realities of God. Bakatakaba. So he said, oh, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Say, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. It means every believer must learn to teach others the gospel. You must grow to know how to teach others. Share with others. You must know it. Don't just be born again in church. You come to church, you jump and you shout. Hallelujah. Hey, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Kadaba. So we are not just citizens of heaven.
in the kingdom, we are not just civilians, we are soldiers. He told Timothy, endure hardship as a good soldier. Which means that the guy was going to face hardship. And listen, apart from Christ, we can choose to compromise and make several decisions and do many things which are not so consistent with God. But because we are in Christ, we have to radically endure no matter the opportunities that comes our way for us to compromise. And this must be done as good soldiers. So he's saying that, look, endure hardship as a good soldier. Endure hardship as a good soldier. Kind of lift your right hand and shout, I'm a good soldier.
I'm a good soldier.
Are you sure you're a good soldier? Can you rise on your feet and shout, I'm a good soldier?
I'm a good soldier.
Shakatalabaya. Shout again, I'm a good soldier.
I'm a good soldier.
We are good soldiers. We endure hardship. Huh? We are tough.
I'm a hardcore.
I'm a hardcore.
I'm not a weakling.
I'm not a weakling.
We are not weak. We are not weak. Weak men discuss people. Weak men dishonor men. Weak men run away from issues. Weak men, you know, they announce their problems. Weak men, you know, they are problem conscious, worry conscious. No, you are not born to be weak. You lack what it takes to be weak. You are a good soldier. Mm-mm. I say you are a good soldier. Man of God, you are a good soldier. Yeah. You don't run into hiding. You take on the world. Now you go like share the gospel with someone. Me, I'm shy, I'm shy. The way they are seated plenty over there. Me, I'm shy. Eh? We are good soldiers. We kill men. Yes. You must kill men. Don't you know when a man becomes born again, you have slaughtered him? You don't know. Romans 6. Shall we continue to agree? Certainly not. How can we? Who are dead to sin, living no longer in it? No, you know that when Christ died, you died with him. Huh? So all of you sitting there, you are dead men. Say, I died. You are scared to say it. Say, I died. If you are born again, you died. You know, let me tell you how your life is. You are a man that died in Christ, and you resurrected with Christ to a newness of life. The life you resurrected to is not the old life. So he says, the old man died with Christ. He said, my old man, he died with Christ. The old man, not your father, please. Your old man, your old self. He died with Christ. So when you become born again, you are translated from one dimension of life into a different dimension of life. What actually happened was that in the other dimension, you died. You don't ever exist in that dimension. So according to God's plan, you are living in a different dimension, except you are not born again. God does not have any record of you outside. He has record of you in Christ. So, all men are born in Adam. But when you become born again, you die in Adam. It means you are no longer recognized in Adam. Your forefather is no longer Adam. Now you are found in Christ. So he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Are you in Christ? Boy, I died. Shout it better. I died. Hey, shout it better. I died. Laba satakaba. You died. Your funeral was organized. You have been buried. The old man has been buried. You are nowhere to be found If you must be found, you must be found in Christ. You know what? You are hidden in Christ, in God. So it may look like you are seated here now, but the Bible says you are seated in heavenly places. You are a spirit man. You cannot be found by men. You can only be found in the spirit. So he said, now, therefore, know ye no man after the flesh. Why? Our operation is not after the flesh. Say it again. I died. That's why you don't have to worry. That's why you don't have to be, you don't have to be perplexed. No, you died. You died. Don't go back to the cemetery to dig that old man. He's dead, rotten. Say it again. I died. Now you have what it takes to be a good soldier. A good soldier. Let me tell you. Even in the flesh, men that practice wickedness must die to goodness. The nature of man has the possibility of goodness and the possibility of evil. Because Adam partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So good and evil are of the same tree. Are you following? They are of the same tree. They bear the same fruits. So every single man has the tendency of doing evil and doing good. Anytime a man wants to be consistent in doing evil, he must slaughter the goodness in him. Don't you know there are men who are not compassionate? They are dead to compassion. So, what are you see? So, death is not just a matter of you being separated from the physical body. There is a greater death, which is also you being separated from God. But also in your day-to-day life, there is a kind of death you experience. And that death is you being dead to certain good things that you have. So there are men who are separated from compassion, separated from love, separated from wonderful things. When you come into Christ, you also die. So he said, Galatians 2:20, Galatians chapter 2, the verse 20. Even Jesus died, yet he resurrected. And the Bible says, when he died, we died with him.
I am crucified with Christ.
Nevertheless, I live.
Yet not I.
Okay. So, how do you understand nevertheless I live? It means, you see me living. And you say that this is Ben. All right? Living. But the scripture says, when you came into Christ, you are crucified with him. It means, on the mind of God, when Christ was on the cross, now that you are in him, you were on the cross with him. Now it looks like you are living. He said, no, it is not you that is living. See, so you are living. Yet it is no longer you that is living. So the truth of the matter is that when you are not in Christ, you are you. When you come into Christ, you cease to be you. You are now Christ. Can you say, I'm Christ?
I'm Christ.
Say it better. I'm Christ.
I'm Christ.
Sobra kata kabaya. It is Christ that lives in you now. He said, look at it. The life that I live now. Can you read it? The life I want to go, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So, it looks like you are living by saying that the life that you are living now in the flesh, it must be a life which is of faith. It means that life is no longer dependent on what you feel. It's dependent on what God has revealed. So say it again, man of God. I died.
Hey.
Look at yourself. I'm dead to my old self. I'm dead to my old self. I'm alive unto God. I'm alive unto God. Hey, I'm alive unto God. I'm alive unto God. Shout it better. I'm alive unto God. Say it better, beloved of God. I'm alive unto God. Say it better, child of God. I'm alive unto God. When you see me, you have seen Christ. When you see me, you have seen love. When you see me, you have seen faith. When you see me, you have seen Christ. Tell your neighbor, look at the neighbor. I don't live. I live no more. I died. Right now, it is Christ that is living. You can call me Christ Ben or Ben Christ, whichever way. Sadagabaha. I died. So now you no longer live according to your own ability. You live by his sufficiency. Therefore, because you live by his sufficiency, you are bearing eternal fruits. There are some of you, the Lord has established you among people and has made you very influential. People come your way. People respect you. You can take advantage of that to bear kingdom fruits. You must tell yourself, no single guy comes around me, no single lady comes around me without they experiencing the goodness of God and they becoming my fruits in the kingdom and I discipling them and ensuring that they remain. Lift your hands. Say, Lord, grant me wisdom and the capacity to produce much more fruits. No matter the noise surrounding me, no matter the challenges going on around me, I'm a hardcore. My faith is in you. My confidence is in you. I refuse to be distracted. I work your works. I work your works. I bear your fruits. I achieve kingdom results. In the name of Jesus, in the next 2 minutes, lift your voice in prayer. Oh God, make me useful in your kingdom. Grant me ability to bear fruits. Leka sharo sarabahaya, leba zuda katoshe, hiko zavada bahaya, rate shadabaha. He calls Zabala Labaha, Reba Tabala Labaha, Rande, Rande, he calls Labashanda, Rekato Satabrada Labaha, he calls Zadabrada Labaha. Vila Bashande Belele, Iko Zana Mahaya, Hindemene Katembe, Lakadaba Shadaba, Balalala Badaba, Kabadabada Baba, Valabada Badaba, Kabalalalaba, Rabalala Balala Balaba. Come on, pray like you mean it. If you cannot pray in tongues, just lift your voice. Say, Lord, I do your work. I'm available. I'm available. I'm available. Trust me, Lord. Send me unto all the world. Vulaba Shanda, Rakatalalaba, Labadabalaba, Randabagaya, Intepelelelebe, Sinominimaha. Kinominimaha, Jadabalalaba, Kadabalalaba, Rabalalaba, Radabalalaba, Kabalalaba, Rabalalaba, Shaneminimaba, Kateminimade, in the name of Jesus, make me useful, make me useful, in the name of Jesus, I work your works, I labor much more,
by your grace, the ability of God, it is working in me more and more, in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be discouraged. No matter the delay, no matter the delay, no matter the few opportunities, no matter the doors that are closed on me, I refuse to be distracted. I refuse to be discouraged. I have confidence in God, in the name of Jesus. I press on. I press on. I press on. I press on. Sadagabaha. Dimadabadabaha. Kadabadadabaha. Shatos. Pale. Vilamate, Kilabataba, Ratos, Raketosh, Rakatesh, Rabados, Rabataba, Ikadabaha, Ripalalaba, Sandebedebe, Randebedebe, Fulabade, Kulabade, Hindabala, Himalala, Himalala, Rapalala, Kadalalaba, Shadabalala, Kadabalala, Valabaye, Hindebele, Ye. Yeah. I am bearing fruit. I am bearing fruit in the name of Jesus. Sudabadadahaya. No matter the news I hear, it will not change my perception. It will not change my consciousness. I am strong in the grace of God. I am strong in the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, the adversary cannot crush the strength of God, the ability of God at work in me. I get the job done. Labalalabaya. I am gaining men. I am bearing fruit. I am doing more. I am achieving more in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Kalalalalaba. Iyadagadaba. Ilabasatakaba. Ratose. In the name of Jesus. Sempra sochiriboa. Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands. I am a cry, a cheerful. I am a cono quarry fool. Mommy. Sempra. So cheery boy, I am a cry, a cheerful. I am a young, no cry fool. I am a young, no cry fool. What is a decoy? Yeah, on side, Trada. Hey, say a bright, sultry reward. I am a cry, hey, I am a kono. Faithfulest of friends to me. Lift your hands. To me.
Hey, he's faithful to the end. Oh, he changed not when the surging waters roar.
Anything to crush your joy, to distract you from fulfilling purpose. But you just have to gather your minds together, connect it to the knitted consciousness of Christ, and tell yourself, in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of the persecution, no matter the things surrounding me, the negativities, oh, my mind is stayed on the Lord. I cannot be distracted. When the surging waters roll, he's the comfort of my soul. He's the faithfulness of friends.
Look like us experiencing so much delay. You're expecting certain miracles to happen at certain times. You have received promises about them, but you're not seeing those things happening. Relax, my brother. The Lord is in time together with you. He is the comfort of my soul. He is the faith.
The gross darkness, the greater light of God is shining out of you. Don't focus on the darkness. Don't focus on the darkness. Set your mind on the light of God. As I set your mind on the light of God within your spirit, because the light will shine in darkness, and darkness shall comprehend it not.
He's the faithfulness of friends to me. I'm an man about Tampa, Yamija, Yamawambo, Nitimo, Yeshoshi. Esum di kaimba nyameja. Amanaman. Hey, Enisa Adibachi. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm a job. What's up, man? Name ja. Amanama obatampa. Name ja. Christ needs him more and so she in himself at the battery is kind by
we are not scared of darkness. Yet though we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, we will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Your Lord and your staff, they comfort us. Hey, you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, and you have anointed our head with oil. Oh, glory to God. So bakataya. We are not scared of darkness. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our lives. Whom shall we be afraid of? Glory to God. Oh, Shakataba. They look unto him and they were not ashamed. Those that trust in the Lord shall be radiant with joy, and the shadows of shame shall not darken their faces. Yen am Christ nidimo katos in the basota kaba handukata. As we walk in Christ, as we walk in the name of the Lord, we have no fear. We have confidence in the creation of the world. The day began from darkness, night and day. The night is not the end of our matter. The night is the beginning of our day. Zako Shakapaha. Yenim se adibachi esum di kaimba nyamieja. Amanaman obatampa nyamieja yamawambo yenom Christ nidimwa yensoshi. Be thou comforted. Ye soldiers of Christ, do not be discouraged. Your years of labor shall not go in vain. I tell you, your days of prayers, your months of intercessions, your days of pursuing souls shall not go in vain. In him say adibachi esundi kaiba nyamija.
He's the faithfulest of friends
to me. He is faithful to the end.
We cannot be discouraged.
To me,
say, oh, bright, so cheery boy. Oh, yeah, me cry, right, cheerful. Hey,
oh, yeah, me young,
oh, no,
powerful.
Say,
Shalom. Thank you for listening to Light of Life with Apostle Benny. We hope you were blessed. Join us for our midweek service on Wednesday at 6 p.m. and on Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on the second floor of Bintu Complex near Kwashiman. Let's get interactive. Follow us on social media at Christ Commonwealth-Community. Glory to God.